Marion Winnick is one of the few among us with no regrets about this summer. She spent her holiday in Jamaica, and this trip, as with others, she got lucky.
Again this summer, we have come to Billy's Bay, a fishing village on the south coast of Jamaica. The house we rent, called Rainbow Tree, is big enough for us, our five kids, and a few of their friends. Miss Laura manages Rainbow Tree for the couple in the States who own it. Her mother is the cook, one of her brothers is the groundskeeper, her sister-in-law does the food shopping. Her husband has a van to get people to and from the airport, and a nephew takes out the trash. It is Laura, Bev, Suzette, and Jen who go to look for one of the teenagers in our party when he's gone up the beach too long. These were not the funnest hours of my vacation, pacing the veranda, waiting for word. This is a low-tech hunt. Just four large Jamaican women in flowered shifts tracking a boy along a narrow beach over the outcroppings of the coral reef to a dangerous cove he must have swum into, lost and confused. When Laura's husband eventually finds Mike wandering the road, we have no way to let the posse know, and it is more than an hour before they return. Searching and waiting are bone-deep rituals in Billy's Bay and are resistant to technological improvements. Miss Verlin, the 68-year-old dynamo who is Laura's mother and the matriarch of this village, still talks about the day 2 decades ago when a Nor'wester blew up. She had a loaf of bread in the oven and a husband and 2 sons at sea. She raced out of the house to go to the beach and stand watch. By the time her men came home, the bread was burned to ashes. Even the recipe was gone from her head. She hasn't baked a loaf since. But 20 years later, I arrive, bringing with me the forgotten method. While we were kneading dough the other morning, I told her the dream I'd had the night before. I was pregnant with a black baby, and I turned black, too. She listened with interest. Later, she told her friends my dream, and they divined from it what number to play in the lottery. They won $10. I am surely seen as a very lucky person in Billy's Bay. I have prophetic dreams and pretty children, and I stay in a house that is good fortune embodied. Our lost boy comes home from the beach, bruised but whole. I know they think I bring this luck with me, and I feel how they are attracted to it. If you reduce it to economics, you miss the transfer of magic. I make my money at home, but I find my luck in Jamaica.
Marion Winnick is a writer in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.